A New York lender, Art Capital Group, is offering up to a $4 billion loan to the city of Detroit. That's if the city puts up its art collection as collateral. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House thinks the city would be wise to pass on this deal. Daniel, what is this offer about?
Well, essentially, this specialty lender, a specialty finance lender out of New York that uses art as collateral and lends against it and has put forth a proposal that, of course, is backed by the holdout bond insurers, FGIC and Cincora, in the Detroit bankruptcy. And they're basically saying, look, we'll give you $3 to $4 billion in pieces. It doesn't have to all be at once. And we'll structure it how you need it, but you have to put up the DIA art as collateral. The city is essentially saying, we're not even interested in discussing this. They want to stand behind the grand bargain because they know the grand bargain is money that is in hand and money that will be put into the pot, and it will also avoid some of the litigation issues that they've been trying to get around, namely litigation from pensioners who would then be arguing that their pensions cannot be diminished, and they would go back into court and continue to litigate this thing, and also from the DIA, which I think clearly would litigate against any attempt to use the art as collateral, because that's one step away from actually selling it, potentially.
And so it sounds like Cincora and FGIC are kind of counting on the optics of the up to $4 billion loan stacked up against the $816 million grand bargain.
I think that's right, but what's really important to note here is the grand bargain is really focused on the pensioners and on preserving the art. What this would do is essentially put the art in play in some way, shape, or form, and would also create potentially more money that could be spread around other creditors. And I think the argument is that pensioners would end up getting a lot less and would be essentially seeing their pensions cut a lot more under this proposal. The other thing that's important to note here is that, you know, Detroit is trying to get $7 billion of debt wiped away in this process. So now they're suggesting that they take on another $3 or $4 billion and pledge the art as collateral. You know, it's clear who this interests. I got a note over early this morning from a retired federal judge who'd read the piece and said, you know, one of the questions that he would ask is, why is this coming up so late in the process? And the answer, I think, is fairly obvious, is that it's an attempt to delay the inevitability of this trial moving forward and the likelihood that the holdout creditors are going to get a settlement crammed down on them, because Detroit has got settlements with most of its other creditors in various creditor classes. It's not like they're going into this process with, you know, one or two people or one or two creditors supporting the plan and everybody else opposed to it. In fact, it's the other way around. So I think they can probably see the handwriting on the wall.
And as you called it in your column rather elegantly, the big stall by the last holdouts. What's been the reaction from Kevin Orr's team?
Basically saying we absolutely support the grand bargain. We're not interested. And Bill Nowling said to me yesterday, it's not going to happen. This is not going to happen. I think this does not surprise bankruptcy lawyers who know this is how the game is played. And these are big numbers that get thrown around. But at the end of the day, there are no guarantees here. Art Capital says we would work with the city and with the DIA to make sure that the art stays intact and it stays in Detroit. But there are no guarantees. And the truth of the matter is when, if you were to put a lot of that art on the market at one time, chances are values drop. And anybody who's tried to sell a house and thinks they're going to get X amount for it often finds out it doesn't matter what it appraises at. It matters what somebody's willing to pay for it.
Your column today, Daniel, in the Detroit News contains, I think, an elegantly constructed poke at these two big holdouts, these two big bond insurers. In other words, you're saying they should have known better.
Well, listen, Detroit's financial collapse is one of the worst-kept secrets in America. I mean, this has been going on for at least a decade, this downward spiral. And it's important to note that Detroit was the kind of municipal borrower that lenders could make money off of, because the higher the risk, as it was assessed, the higher fees that they were able to book off the transactions and the interest rates. So they were reaping a lot of money off these deals as long as they were going on. And in fact, there were some lenders who wouldn't lend to Detroit, or they made sure they got some kind of security. Well, these guys were unsecured lenders. They didn't have security. And now it's coming home to roost. And these are sophisticated investors and sophisticated financial people who made a bet and it's gone wrong, and they are now trying to salvage whatever they can. And that's how the process works. That's not to say they shouldn't do that, but that's why they call it risk, and that's why they create insurance. And insurance companies are all about assessing risk.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes reviewing the $4 billion loan that is, in his words, no grand bargain for Detroit. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.